going to speak to the two-goal hero at Hillsborough today, Stevie May, with a couple of goals. Stevie, how good did that feel today to get a brace and help Sheffield Wednesday finally to a win?
Yeah, you know, it was ideal. I think as a team we needed that little bit of luck, which would probably have been out of, you know, I don't think over the period of the last 10 games we've got as many points as what we have deserved. But today it was a kind of turn of the tide, and I think from now we've got to look to kick on, you know, and go on a little run.
Let's talk about the two goals. The first one, a very composed finish. Great work as well by your strike partner, Atty Nuiu.
Yeah, you know, I thought he'd delayed it too much for the pass, and then, you know, it came out of nowhere and he's had three men around him and I'm kind of opening the box. I've got time to take the touch, you know, and sent the keeper the wrong way, thankfully.
Do you take it as a compliment that he's also trying to copy your hairstyle these days? He seems to be growing his hair a bit.
Yeah, I know, it's getting a bit longer now, and a little bit of stubble as well he's got. But,
you've got an admirer there, I think. Well, anyway, about the second goal, did you always feel that it had gone across the line? Did you get a good sense of that?
I wasn't sure, to be honest. When I'd flicked it, I couldn't obviously see it behind me, so I wasn't sure if it had went in, you know, he'd flagged before it hit the other post or afterwards, but I just looked towards the linesman, you know, and I seen the flag going, and obviously it signals to me it's a goal, so I'm happy however it goes in, you know, I don't really mind.
How good does it feel? Because we spoke in the week and the frustrations of the long run and the unfortunate performance at Huddersfield when you could have easily had a couple of goals at the end there. To finally get the goals and the win, how good does that feel today?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I think the main thing was to get the win. As a group of players, you know, we've been confident, we've been training well, and it was just about getting a little break, you know, a little bit of luck, which we felt at times it's been going against us, but we're not going to lose sleep over that. You know, we had to work hard and set a tempo from the start. We managed to do that and thankfully picked up the 3 points.
We've had a few fans calling in, highlighting the work rate of the team, and I guess you and Atty kind of set the tone up top, don't you? Because you guys need to work as hard as the midfielders, and the defence can feed off that too.
Yeah, you know, I think it's always about defending for the front, you know, and if we press, you know, and everyone press as well, as that starts the tempo, and you know, if we do it right, it gives us a good platform to go on, you know, and get a result in the game.
Did you feel we were going to get that hat-trick there when the balls just slipped through to you?
Yeah, I probably should have. You know, I think looking back now, I would have had it first time if I got the chance again, but my plan was to take the touch and take it around the goalie, but I never seen the defender coming so quick behind me.
How good has these last few weeks been from you? Because I'm guessing it was a bit frustrating. There's a player who's used to scoring lots of goals, to not have as many as you'd have hoped for at this stage, but to get the cap, to come back and get a couple of goals, could have easily had one at Huddersfield as well.
Yeah, you know, as I say, the cap was kind of the icing on the cake for me. It was a little thing that obviously I'd been looking towards, and as a boy, it's something you dream of. For that to come around, it was a nice little bonus, you know, but as I say, the bread and butter kind of league matches was something I needed to do up again in terms of goals, and I think we all knew that as a team, not just individually, and thankfully today, you know, it's kind of came about that we've managed to score two and get the win. It could have been more.
Are you creating more chances now? Do you think that the impact of maybe someone like Lewis McGugan, Royston Drenthe as well coming back from suspension has helped the team?
Yeah, you know, I think Lou was outstanding today. I think, you know, just having that little bit from midfield, you know, when he looks forward, and that it's nice to have that in midfield. Then with Sammy in there as well, you know, the hard worker that will win the ball back for you. Yeah, but as a group of players, I think we've got a really good balance now, and as I say, we need to just kick on.
He's stolen the free kicks off you though, hasn't he, Lewis McGugan? I noticed that.
Yeah, he'll be off them now. After
that one over
one,
the bar.
Yeah, he's done off then.
In general, I mean, the fans will now wonder, is this a chance for you to go on a bit of a run? You've got a couple of goals here today. That's got to be the target, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, every week the goal is for me to score, and I think every striker would say the same. Obviously, reality, you're not going to do it every single week, but yeah, now I'd hopefully go on a little run. We've got Blackburn next week, so, you know, if we can keep a clean sheet there, and the result will take care of itself.
Because I know that Wigan are struggling, but you've beaten a good team today, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, they've got a lot of quality. I think it was a bit fortunate for us, you know, Sean Maloney was out. He'd been on really good form the last few weeks, you know. Even though he's Scotland, you know, you can see how good a player he is. So that was a bonus going into the game. But, yeah, no, there are a lot of Premier League players in that team, and we've done well.
I know that the players will be pleased on individual levels and for yourselves to get that win, but how pleased are you as well for your head coach who's had to ask had to answer questions about, oh, look, it's 10 without a win, 11 without a win, you've not scored another goal here. Some of the pressure he admitted was building on him. How good was it to get a win for him today?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of something you don't like answering questions like that, but it's part and parcel of the job. You know, you take the good with the bad, and hopefully now there's a lot more good to come. I think we need to get back to the way we were playing, you know, the start of the season, because we started extremely well. if we can get back to that and kind of be resolute at the same time, keeping clean sheets, and then it's a good foundation, you know, to go on.
Because you're closer to the top six than the bottom three, you want to look upwards, don't you? Ideally.
Yeah, obviously, you know, everyone's aim is to go up the way. And now with that win, you know, it really gives us a chance to do that.